This is JIS News. Coming up, BSJ to conduct routine testing of toilet tissue. Jamaica commended for road safety initiatives, and government increases allocations for child development programs. The details after this message.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. The Ministry of Health will immediately remove from the market the four brands of toilet tissue which have indicated high bacteria counts following tests by the Bureau of Standards Jamaica. 28 brands of tissue have been tested by the BSJ to date, with four brands showing high bacteria counts. Of the four, three are household tissue and one sample is from a shipment of jumbo rolls for institutions. Speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Jean Dixon, said the ministry fully supports the quality of the tests carried out by the BSJ.
We are not proposing to retest, but certainly I think one of the issues we will be looking at is the sampling protocols and to see if there are any trends available. Contamination of the products that we use could happen at any stage in the chain. So we will be looking at and having further dialogue with our colleagues at the Bureau of Standards on this matter.
The Ministry of Health is to convene an interministerial meeting to examine the next steps in dealing with the contaminated toilet tissue. And routine testing of toilet tissue will soon be included in the operations of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica. Chairman of the BSJ, Dr. Winston Davidson, says prior to tests conducted a few weeks earlier, the Bureau did not routinely test the product.
We did not have toilet tissue evaluation as part of our protocol. Companies who are exporting to Jamaica, therefore, do not have that as a precondition for export to Jamaica. It means that if we embark on taking a decision to stop a company from coming into Jamaica as a bureau, we in fact expose ourselves to the question, it was not on your protocol list. On what basis do you stop it?
In the meantime, the BSJ chairman says while the agency operates under the Standards Act, it is the Public Health Act that has to be invoked by the Ministry of Health to have potentially hazardous products removed from the market. Dr. Davidson also notes that the Bureau does not have the legal authority to ban the importation of goods. The government has increased its allocation for programs and policies geared towards the development of children. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says increases in this year's budget have been allocated for grants to private children's homes, government and privately run places of safety, as well as for maintenance grants to foster parents.
The capital allocation budget for the rehabilitation of children's homes and places of safety has seen a near 900% increase in an allocation from just over $6 million for the last financial year to over $60.3 million for this financial year.
Speaking Wednesday at the launch of Child Month, Minister Hanna said resources will also be allocated to boost the staffing and management systems of the Ananda Alert Program for Missing Children. May is Child Month. This year's observance is under the theme Children's Care and Protection, a Thewi mission. And His Royal Highness Prince Michael of Kent has commended the Road Safety Unit's efforts to educate children about road safety. Prince Michael, who serves as the royal patron for the Commission for Global Road Safety, endorsed the unit's work following a demonstration of road safety practices by students at the Mona Heights Primary School.
The seriousness with which you take road safety in this school is extremely impressive, and I wish you every success for the future.
During the day's activities, Prince Michael viewed a child road safety video created by the National Road Safety Council, NRSC, simulation exercises by the students, and a dramatic piece outlining the importance of road safety for children. Prince Michael, who is also patron of the Foundation for the Automobile and Society, is on a five-day working visit to the island as part of the NRSC's 20th anniversary activities. The prince is a guest of the National Road Safety Council. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.